We turn things over to Ham.
Thank you, Monty. Today is St. Patrick's Day, so to celebrate Irishness and all things, an SPD game show. Our contestants, you may know him for the comedy he brings.
Appreciate it, Monty.
The cancer he's beaten.
Oh.
And all the women that won't have sex with him. It's Monto.
You're probably wondering how many of those are.
Countless.
Look up total number of women in the world. There's your answer.
And then multiply that by zero. The other contestants, DJ.
I don't think the men are too keen on doing you either. So.
Well, right now it's Schrodinger's cat. I don't have to worry about it.
This is multiple choice. 1 point for a correct answer. 5 points.
Well, I didn't get much of an intro.
Yeah, don't worry
to you.
About it.
No. You're DJ. 5 points if you do it in an Irish accent.
Okay.
Daddy will keep score.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
Daddy, tell us who's going first.
Monty.
All right.
I'm going first?
Yep.
All right.
So, this is my Irish-adjacent St. Patrick's Day show. I'm having to talk quickly. In the television show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Sweet D tried to become famous by creating this Irish character. A. Patty McIrish. B. Crazy Patty. C. Patty McClover. Or D. Deandra Paddington.
I think it was D.
That is incorrect.
Not bad.
We were looking for...
Oh, then can I not steal?
No, because we don't have
time. No, multiple choice. You don't get a...
Do you know?
It was B. Crazy, whatever it was.
That's not Irish. I'll count it, but it's only 1 point because you didn't do an accent.
Thank you.
DJ, in the popular massive multiplayer online game World of Warcraft, this is a character class that is based on the Irish Celtic priest. A. Harbinger. B. Banshee. C. Druid. Or D. Fairy.
Okay, Fairy's the nickname I'm always given. I'm going to guess it's C, Druid.
C is correct. That is 1 point to DJ. He is ahead 2-0. Monty.
Not even trying.
Yeah, not even trying.
That's as good of an Irish accent as I can do. Nope. I'm sorry.
Is that what your phone said when you were at Joshua Tree? Hey, Fairy, your dog's dead.
Monty, name at least 5 different ways you could prepare a potato.
Oh, damn it. That's a lot of talking.
But you want to get ahead.
Can't think baked? Of one.
I'm trying to think about saying that accent. Baked? fried? Roasted?
That sounds Australian, not
Australian.
Irish. I'm not counting any of those.
Mashed?
That was like Eastern Tennessee.
Where are you from?
That was like bluegrass, Monty.
Mashed?
Mashed?
Raw.
I'll raw?
You can eat a raw potato.
True.
Nobody.
And I did it in an Irish accent. Thank you very
not
much.
Not since the famine has anyone eaten a raw,
raw
potato.
Still potato.
Suck it. 5 points.
Yeah. 5-2.
You just got dunked
Monto
on.
To Deej.
Okay, that's ridiculous. He gets 5 for that, but okay.
DJ, this popular actress, starred in the popular-ish horror film Leprechaun in 1993. A. Jennifer Lopez. B. Jennifer Gardner. C. Jennifer Aniston. D. Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly. A.
She was D, wasn't she?
She was D, and that's also incorrect. It was Aniston. Monty.
Yes?
Which of these Batman characters was not portrayed in film by an Irish actor? A. The Penguin. B. Scarecrow. C. Ra's al Ghul. Ra's al Ghul. Or D. Bane.
D. Bane.
That is correct. Tom Hardy was British. The rest all Irish. So Monty takes a 10-2.
Just spanking that ass.
God.
In the DJ, the infamous death device that was created was created originally in Ireland before becoming famous elsewhere under a different name. So you're looking for the name of a death device that was made in Ireland first. A. The guillotine. B. Iron Maiden. C. The brazen bull. Or D. The Judas cradle.
Wow.
Which is like a stool you sit on, but there's like a giant point on the end.
Ooh. It's the worst stump stool I've heard of. Iron Maiden. B.
That is incorrect. We're looking for guillotine, which appeared in Ireland before it actually was popularized in France.
Huh.
Monty.
Yeah.
This James Bond theme for this James Bond movie was composed by Bono.
It's Bono.
And The Edge. A. Thunderball. B, Die Another Day, C, The Living Daylights, or D, GoldenEye? Which of these movies was composed by Bono and The Edge?
I believe it was GoldenEye.
That is correct. It was sung by Tina Turner. But done by the U2 guys. 15-2 lead.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I like this game.
All right. Effort counts, DJ.
DJ, effort counts. I mean, he did a Tennessee accent. We counted it. What is wrong with Bono's eyes? A, he has glaucoma. B, he has a lazy eye. C, he has chronic pink eye. Or D, he has Graves' eye disease.
I believe he's got the Graves' eye disease.
Wrong. He has glaucoma.
Glaucoma?
Yeah.
Weak.
I also like trying to think he has chronic pink eye.
Yeah, no one has chronic pink
except
eye.
Except him.
No, I don't. What? Eyes are fine.
What, does the Edge just keep farting in his eye every other day?
That's why he got
the
nickname.
I would assume so, yeah.
I'll take that right there. Why don't you?
Monty, this Irish author wrote this very famous book. A, Bram Stoker with Dracula. B, J.R.R. Tolkien with The Lord of the Rings. C, Mary Shelley with Frankenstein. Or D, George Orwell with 1984.
What was the original question?
This author is Irish and wrote this famous book.
I'll go A.
Bram Stoker is correct.
Yeah. I need you to bring this game back, by the way, for a different holiday, like Kwanzaa. Or
we
China,
still do Irish
or Chinese New Year. More fitting for whatever the event is.
I mean, I'll do it.
We get nothing but one
Wait,
point
are,
answers.
Are you wanting to do that?
I will just say A on that one, sir.
DJ, this Marvel superhero was from Irish heritage. A, Matt Murdock. B, Bruce Banner. C, Arthur Curry. D, Tony Stark.
Why does he get this one?
I mean, it's obviously Hulk because he's green, right?
Terrible answer.
Green. Hulk.
Green was your answer. Incorrect. Matt Murdock, who's Daredevil, who is Irish.
Never heard of him.
Monty, which of these athletes is not from Irish descent? A, Muhammad Ali.
Please say Sergio.
B, Tom Brady. C, Derek Jeter. Or D, Steve Young.
What was A again?
A was Muhammad Ali.
What was C again?
Jesus Christ. Derek Jeter.
I'm doubting Muhammad Ali is of Irish accent. I'll go.
Why?
Muhammad Ali.
Why?
Is it right?
No, it's wrong.
Was it Derek Jeter?
No, that's wrong too. Steve Young. He's actually, his great, great, great grandfather was Brigham Young.
Boy, okay. All right, last one. We gotta go.
Okay.
If DJ nails the accent, he can tie me.
DJ, this actor was born and raised in Ireland in real life despite playing a Russian in The Hunt for Red October. A, Tim Curry. B, Sean Connery. C, Sam Neill. And D, Stellan Skarsgård.
Who was C?
Sam Neill.
Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of confused on that too.
And you have to do it in an Irish accent.
The biggest layup I've ever heard.
Is it Sean Connery?
No, he's Scottish.
No idea.
Sam Neill.
I'll be honest, I still don't even know the name you're saying there.
He was the Alan from Jurassic Park.
Okay, now.
Well, anyways, almost by default, Monty wins the Irish Challenge.
Thank you.
Impressive.
The word you were saying was Sam Neill.
What'd you think I was saying?
It sounds like you're saying Samuel.
Samuel.
Slowly. Sam Neill.
Sam Neill, yeah. All right. Domination.